and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
For a Monday. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere, stephaniemiller.com, the website. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris Lloyd, voice deity Jim Ward, associate producer Rebecca Taylor, or me, Stephanie Miller. And we have, Mama's, YouTube from the Ed Show.
Yes.
Friday night is up on the stephaniemiller.com.
Thanks to Shano in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, here's something I do not recommend. I went out to actually just drinks. With Ed Schultz and Wendy Schultz.
Yes.
And some friends of theirs from Portland. Because they're always nice enough to take me out to dinner, Chris.
Right.
Do not offer to pay for even drinks in Manhattan.
Confused. Yeah. Says no.
So you do that thing when you get the bill. I was like, oh, no, listen, it's on me. You have me on your show so much. We went to the Museum of Modern Art and had drinks and hors d'oeuvres and stuff.
Oh. Because
they had a really late, they had like a 10:30 dinner reservation. I was like,
Pete says no.
I don't, Mama's not going to make that, but I'll I'll go to drinks and hors d'oeuvres. And so I was, you know, you do that big, oh, it's on me, please. And then you just
They have a bar at the Museum of Modern Art?
Yes.
Sweet.
It's kind of a cool bar.
Huh.
But I'm just saying, anywhere in Manhattan that you think, oh, it's just a few drinks, what could it possibly be?
Probably like 20, 25 bucks a drink.
I don't even know. I didn't. Okay. I was too.
No, I can totally
count.
See that. Yeah.
All right. What was I going to? Oh, and by the by, so the White House Correspondents' Dinner is this Saturday in Washington, which remember I was supposed to go to.
Oh, you're not going now?
I think Bill Press is stiffing me now. We were supposed to be at Bill Press's table, but he didn't get the seats he thought he was going to, or
whatever.
Something. So now I've been hitting everybody up I know.
Yeah.
For
good
a ticket
luck.
To the...
Good luck now.
You know, I was emailing back and forth with Alan Grayson this weekend, who was out in L.A. because I think he did Bill Maher, which I didn't get to see, but I bet he was awesome on it. I was giving him our nominations for his segment,
yes.
Which will be every Thursday, where we'll have Alan on and then he'll take calls.
That's right.
From listeners. And the finalists are, State of Grayson, Amazing Grayson, Face the Grayson, or Allentown. Oh, except that someone had a last-minute one over the weekend, Goodness Gracious Great Balls of Grayson, which I kind of liked.
Well, there we go.
Great Balls of Grayson? No?
Putting, you know, the word balls in the same sentence as Grayson. I don't know that
I
that's
ran
a good
them
idea.
Past him, and he said I expected more from you than double entendres. I expected a triple or quadruple entendre. And I said, I will get back to work on that, sir.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he is awesome. I didn't get to see him. He wanted to get together in L.A., and I was like, well, that would be great, but I don't live there anymore, presently. Yes. Rebecca Taylor, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm fine. Hello, sweet, sweet thing you. You know, I thought about it, and I thought...
She just drips in sincerity, doesn't she?
I know.
No, I thought I could call her a hoe and a slut, but that would infer that you've been laid at least once in your life.
Oh!
Thank you. Thank you. It's very, very cute. She spent all weekend writing that.
I did. I was practicing that on Friday.
Speaking of getting laid, so my latest bout of raging insomnia over the weekend, you know, I've watched all sorts of oddities, Chris, as you know, in the last several weeks, Silver Streak and anything that Jill Clayburg was in, and I don't even remember what else. I know what that hand job shake weight thing is. I know everything.
Have you seen that automatic egg cracker?
No.
Oh,
I must have one of those.
Yes. Oh, that's the newest thing that's out there.
You know me, the chef that I am. I have every fancy kitchen gadget there is.
Yeah, but you're...
Anyway.
You're really stupid if you can't crack a freaking egg. Come on.
You need some implement.
If you need a gadget to crack an egg.
Anyway, so guess what I'm watching? I was staying up at my friend's house in Westchester, and so she has all these channels I don't have. Hal Sparks in Queer as Folk. I was watching in the middle of the night.
You've never seen Hal in
Queer? Well, no, I've seen it, but just it must be rerunning or something,
yeah.
And it's hilarious because there he is in Queer as Folk, and whereas I'm used to watching him live in New York being straight as... You know what I'm saying? No. Straight as folk here in New York, trust me.
Did you see the uncensored...
He stays in my house, and it's,
Did you see the uncensored version, or did you see the version that's on Logo, where they have to cut out all of the sex?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. It was just a little startling. It was just a little bit of a disconnect from what I see here live when he comes to stay with me in New York, and with his trails of women and harems that follow him everywhere. All right. So, yeah, we will. So I got to narrow. We have to pick the final, the Grayson segment, the name.
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca, what's your nomination? I can't keep track of who likes what.
Well, a listener called in with a great point. Why don't you ask Alan what he wants?
Well, I did, but he didn't really say.
He didn't say. Hmm.
Yeah, he wrote back some poems to me though. I don't. we have a very odd email relationship now. I don't know.
Like some haikus?
Yeah, he wrote me some haikus and things.
A limerick or two? A limerick or two?
All right. I had my usual loser weekend, although I got to go to a big Broadway opening last night. I went to the opening of Promises, Promises with Sean Hayes and Kristen Chenoweth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you stay awake?
I did. Well, it's opening night, so it was at 6:30. So I was able to actually stay conscious. Mm-hmm. However, but then, you know, you realize, like, where your place in life is when you go to something like that, because mm-hmm. I was like, oh, what are all the people, the paparazzi, and there's so many cameras and people taking pictures and television cameras, and see, there's a red carpet.
Right.
That's the side for the important people, and then this mm-hmm. side I went in.
Yes.
Yeah. There was I saw David Hyde Pierce and Phil Donahue and his wife Marlo Thomas, and they were, you know. And then there were the rest of us losers on the...
All right. Take care now.
They were like, move along.
On the concrete carpet.
Loser.
Yes.
Yes.
yeah, but it was great. It was the opening night. It was... at the end of the show, Neil Simon and Burt Bacharach came up because they're, book by Neil Simon, the lyrics by Burt Bacharach. It was fabulous. Fabulous.
Very cool.
Sean Hayes was great. So was Kristen Chenoweth. It's, you know me. I'm all friggin' cultured and since I moved to New York.
So... Did you
I love that I was at the Museum of Modern Art. Seeing the art?
Says,
no,
drinking. I was drinking at the museum. So.
I was going to say, do you even know what art is?
No, no. So I have sort of the whiff of culture from this weekend, but I didn't really.
So you went to the opening of a Broadway play.
Uh-huh.
Did you find out if Broadway goes for booze and dope?
You know what? As it turns out, it does, because I was...
Stephanie Miller.
They drummed you right out of Hollywood. So you come crawling back to Broadway.
That's what I did.
Well, Broadway doesn't go for booze and dope. Now you get out of my way, because I've got a man waiting for me.
Did you have a man waiting for you?
No, of course not.
Did you go stag?
Yes, I did, actually.
Oh, my God, Stephanie.
How embarrassing.
What, the man who owns the show that's trying to kill you for the life insurance money didn't even go with you?
Oh, he was doing something with his wife or, you know.
Whatever
people do with lives. Here's my other loser story.
You couldn't have picked
this
up
is
any,
where
random,
you guys...
any random hobo to bring with you? Come on.
I should have picked up a hobo in Times Square.
Yes. Oh.
So, what was I going to say? Oh, here's the part where you two fill in the jokes about how old I am.
Uh-huh.
I also had the opportunity to get into a bike accident in Central Park over the weekend, and I am just one big sore muscle at this point. I'm one giant bruise, and so at a certain age, you cannot fall. I'm this close to a walker now.
Oh, no.
Wait, you got in an accident in spinning class?
No, I was in Central Park riding my bike.
You were
for
on
God's
a bike?
Sakes.
Wow.
Only Lindsay Lohan falls off a spinning bike.
Yeah.
That you actually have to clip into. No, and it was not my fault. And I must say, I did not utter one expletive.
Wow.
Which people were quite shocked at, because the guy, it's very crowded in Central Park, and he turned, like, right in front of me. He's just like, you know how it's a jam-packed, like, park or something you're in, and someone's like, I think I'll turn right now. No, you moron, what are you doing? He just, like, right in front of me, just like, boop, oh, I think I'll turn now.
Hmm.
Yeah. So I have I'm a giant ball of sore muscles and ugly purple bruises that goes to Broadway shows alone.
Yeah. But did you bruise your face? Did it impact your television career?
Did
no,
you really
not the face.
Eye wound?
Not the face, okay.
Not the face. It was not like the eye wound. All right. Did all y'all have a good weekend? What did everybody do?
I went to Palm Springs. It was nice out there.
Aren't you fancy?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's not so not nearly the culture that Mama's soaking in here in New York. It's like, what is there out there? Just discos or something, right?
No, there's the Palm Springs Follies.
Tanning and discos. It's shake and bake.
Do you know what the Palm Springs Follies are? It's like really old showgirls who have retired from Las Vegas. They're like, you know, in their 70s, and they put on a show.
You were thinking that's Mama in a couple of years.
Exactly.
You're like, oh my God, this is like being at work.
Exactly.
And what did you and the lovely Mr. Taylor do this weekend?
We went spelunking, snowshoeing. You know how it rolls.
Snowshoeing in the Los Angeles area?
No, in the mountains. Come on.
Oh,
now.
Up in the mountains.
Yeah, she lives in the mountains now.
Is there still snow up there?
Yeah,
yes.
I tried to move as far away from you as possible.
You know, I see that, and I already did you a favor by moving 3,000 miles the other way, so there was no need for you to. I don't know what she meant. Did you, Chris, when she said spelunking, it sounded like some sort of Eric Massa thing.
No,
I wasn't really certain.
Hey.
It's cave exploring.
It sounded related to snorkeling.
Oh.
All right, Rebecca, you've been gone for a while. You've just rejoined us, as you know, and I can hear the excitement in your voice.
Mm-hmm.
So you may need to take the SAT, the Stephanie Aptitude Test.
No. I'm going to get a really low score.
You may
quiz?
Not remember anything about the show, but I think you're the perfect person to quiz.
Okay.
Tommy, Chris in Columbus, has sent part three of the SAT, the Steph Aptitude Test. All right, Rebecca, Chris did what with models and erector sets after he was done building them? A, place them on the mantle where Ken and Barbie praised how much they looked like the picture on the box, or B, smash them into 1,000 pieces because they didn't look like the picture on the box.
B, for sure, B.
Yes, little anal retentive child that he
perfectionist.
Was.
Perfectionist.
Mm-hmm. And he's still exactly the same. Stephanie Miller spilled wine on the parents of what Rhodes Scholar? Bill Clinton, Rachel Maddow, Chris Christopherson?
Maddow, because he told me that. No?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Sorry, it was Rachel Maddow's parents.
Uh-huh. I got that one right.
Sweet. Actually, I think more than once. Okay. Let's. Kevin in D.C. calls Steph his A, albino angel, B, sexy 60-year-old stunner, C, love muffin, 4, alabaster angel.
The last one, alabaster angel.
Yes, alabaster angel. Yeah.
You know, this isn't fair because all of these have to do with callers to the show, and Rebecca's the one who screens the calls.
I know, but she spent months trying to erase us from our minds.
Well.
Clearly, she's only so desperate for work, she's back, but, you know. All right. As an unusual-looking child in upstate New York, Stephanie was hurt by which of the following things or actions? A, a lawn dart. B, a home perm. C, a BB gun. D, her brother hanging her. E, all of the above.
All of the above,
yes,
definitely.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Even some that aren't even listed.
Yeah.
Exactly. Hello, Carol Fisher beating me up at the Y is not there?
There you
How
go.
Kind of
in front
SAT
of the Y.
is this? All right. Oh, and he's just included a short essay question. Short essay, why should anybody care about the sexuality of somebody picked for the U.S. Supreme Court? Because the odds of meeting a Supreme Court judge and bumping uglies with them are really small. Discuss. That's actually a good... It's true.
I'm
what are the chances any
right
of us
now.
Are ever going to get a Supreme Court judge?
Do you
All right, well,
preferences?
Clarence Thomas, but other than him.
Yeah.
Or Alito, he's
He'll
really
do anybody.
Hot, right?
Exactly. All right. Thank you, Tommy. That was very... Rebecca, you did very well.
I did a lot better than I thought.
I know. You've had very little success erasing this horrible memory from your mind.
But because... It's because I listen to the callers. I don't actually listen to you and your show.
Thank you, Rebecca.
You're welcome.
Lovely to have you back. 19 minutes after the hour. Oy vey with the immigration law in Arizona.
Huh?
Lots to talk about right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Perpetual motion machine, endlessly satisfying every human need.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Mm-hmm. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Moments away from the rude pundit.
Mm-hmm.
Rob in Long Island, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show on the new Arizona immigration law, the Z-Kyle law. Hello, Rob.
Hi, Steph. How are you?
Good, honey. Go ahead.
Well, first off, I'd like to say before I make my comment, as the Stephanie Miller Show unofficial lech, I'm still waiting to see the pictures of Stephanie Miller in a bikini at day 30 and day 60.
You keep waiting. Keep waiting for that. But go ahead.
Listen, why don't we start? I have an idea. Let's go to Arizona. Why don't we start with the governor or the police chiefs in the cities of Arizona? Why don't we make them produce their papers? And if they can't, why don't we just pull a citizen's arrest and turn them over to immigration control first?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this law, it really just does not pass the left test, does it, Rob?
Not even a little bit.
I mean, we had Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez on. Can you imagine a sitting United States Congresswoman could be, you know, pulled over and detained if somebody doesn't happen to watch CNN or C-SPAN or whatever, you know? She's like, you know, what if I don't have the 16 right kinds of papers on me? Who was it, the right-wing tool she was on TV, Bill Bray?
Oh,
hilarious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not racial profiling, a lot of things. It's sometimes their clothing, shoes.
Well, okay, if it's not...
It's the shoes. They have immigrant-y shoes.
If it's not racial profiling, then they need to show me the mechanism that they have in place that ensures that we catch Canadians who are in the country illegally, Irish people who are in the country illegally.
Oh, please. That's what I mean, Chris. It does not pass the left. Who in their right mind thinks they're not going to get... It's the exact definition of racial profiling. It's going to be whoever looks Hispanic.
Whoever looks brown or doesn't speak the right language.
Governor Jan Brewer. You can always tell, I'm just saying, Republican women. Why, Chris? Because there's a brooch. The first picture I saw of her, some sort of brooch.
Well, she also has that Republican hair. Totally.
Yes. The Republican red jacket with the brooch.
Yeah.
She signed one of the toughest immigration laws in the country, requiring police to stop anyone suspected of being an illegal immigrant. Today, with my unwavering signature on this legislation, Arizona strengthens our security within our borders. It makes us a state of, it's a, just an enclosed state of bigots. Just, it's nice. She said her signature represents fast support for enforcing both the law against illegal immigration and against racial profiling. Sure, that's what it does. Don't you love these laws? Republican laws are always the opposite of what they say they are.
I know.
Oh, I see. This is to prevent racial profiling. Oh, I see. Yes.
Bill, I'm about to sign into law, Senate Bill 1070, represents another tool for our state to use as we work to solve a crisis that we did not create and the federal government has refused to fix. The crisis caused by illegal immigration in Arizona's porous border.
Can I just can I slip in a conspiracy sausage here?
Sure.
I just started thinking, because obviously the president talked about that this weekend, that... Yeah, this is going to, obviously, this is almost going to force the federal government to act, because this is ridiculous. Well, I mean, there's going to be lawsuits. It's, I mean, because she is right about one thing. That's why we need immigration, comprehensive reform. We should have done it before, because we do have to secure the borders.
Absolutely, and the federal government has not secured the borders. So, you know, Arizona, to their credit, they've been frustrated. They've been absolutely frustrated.
But anyway, so it's forcing them to, and I'm just saying, here we go with another really emotional, divisive issue right before the midterms.
Yep.
And already, Lindsey Graham is saying now he's not going to do, vote for cap and trade because we're putting immigration first. Well, Arizona's forcing us to put immigration first because this is untenable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jose in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Good morning, Stephen Mooks.
Good morning.
I'm just tired of these people saying that Latinos are here to take their jobs when they're the same people voting for the Republicans that give corporations and the big companies permission to ship jobs overseas and give Chinese and Indians money, like low-wage money, and they don't even pay taxes to the U.S. government. While the Latinos over here working, they give their taxes, and at the end of the year, they can't do their tax return and stuff.
I hear you. All right. Certainly, Rebecca, did you ask to see his papers before you put him on? All right. What a country. 29 minutes after the hour. Rude Pundit next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Comes right down to it. You all talk.
No, I'm not all talk. Sometimes I'm all action. You get Denzel Washington here right now, I'll show you.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Eric Bollard from Media Matters for America, co-host Right Wing World next hour. But it's Monday. You know what that means.
It's Lee Bobbitt, the Rude Pundit. Pundit.
Good morning, Papa. Hello. Oh, I didn't press the right button again. I'm sorry. I forgot I have to do it. Good morning, Papa. Did I do it? Oh, damn it. I can't be trusted.
I did it.
Thank you. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Oh, hey.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Sometimes I'm not good at punching my own button. You know what I'm saying.
Yes, yes. It's really sad to watch you constantly miss.
I know. So, Rude, you know, you frequently, you know, look at state laws that are, well, you have a series, Your State Sucks Too series, but Arizona, WTF, discuss.
Arizona, I think it's great because they want the cops spending more time, you know, checking to see if children have birth certificates than breaking up drug labs. You know, okay, not to take a serious take on this, but
yes.
but you know, Arizona is going bug nuts insane with Hayworth running against McCain, with Joe Arpaio, and the one reason that you can probably pinpoint at this point, other than, you know, retirees who are there for the weather who just don't understand why there are only brown people waiting on them, would be the Mexican drug gangs and fear of that.
That's
I mean, I fear them more than I fear anybody from Al Qaeda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, Al Qaeda's a bunch of punks. These guys are for real.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Phoenix is the kidnapping capital of the United States because of the Mexican drug gangs.
So something has to be done regarding that in a very assertive way, and that's why we're getting crazy laws instead of real enforcement.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, you bring up J.D. Hayworth. I mean, of all the sad moments involving John McCain, I think this has to be the saddest. I mean, the man literally is against everything he has ever stood for or had his name on. I mean, it's just he called this law a step forward. I mean, this is the most, like, mean-spirited, bigoted law I've ever heard of.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's going to be – it's not even going to be enforced. It's going to be declared unconstitutional so quickly. I mean, the court challenges haven't already been put up. There are Republicans saying there are conservatives saying this is unconstitutional. There's no way this is going forward.
Please. Even the normally, as you say, bug nuts crazy Mike Huckabee yesterday said this law is going to open Arizona up to a lawsuit bonanza.
Oh, yeah. And even what was it, Charles Krauthammer has spoken out against it and said it's just there's going to be a lot of civil rights abuses because of it.
Well, I mean, Rude, explain to me. I love the governor. We just played the clip. Oh, this is, you know, to ensures there won't be racial profiling. Whose laugh test is that passing?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, no,
what other grounds do you think they're going to pull people over on?
No. This is to ensure I'm reelected would have been a way more appropriate thing to say. You know, there's just simply, it's an obvious racist law, and there's simply no way it's going to stand.
Well, Representative Bill Bray said they're only going to be selected on the basis of their shoes, perhaps.
Oh, man, my shoes suck. I'm in trouble.
Then if you have clogs, right away you'd be pulled over because those are
Dutch.
Exactly.
No, but I think that's, you know, that's my heritage, and they would let me have that. I just want to know, you know, what kind of shoes are they? Are they dusty shoes? Are they shoes that have manure from the gardens that have been worked in? Are they?
No, it's hilarious. I mean, it really is. Like, this is, I mean, you know, the degree to which they're going to try to defend this ridiculous law. Oh, no, it could be clothes or shoes. It's not based on race.
I'm sorry, Senora. You smell a little too much like Lemon Pledge. You must.
Yeah.
Illegal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, already it's what's the news in Tucson reporting a local militia man is recruiting combat veterans with kill records to camp out and patrol along the U.S.-Mexican border. I mean, you know, this is the wild, wild west now, I guess.
Oh, sure. And, you know, just remember that beer and sun equals stroke. So I think we're covered.
I mean, that's the problem, though. I was saying, I don't know if you heard my conspiracy sausage before the break, but this is, in a way, it's going to force us to do something on the national level, right?
Well, yeah. There's no way to avoid it.
Right.
And I think, you know, Lindsey Graham is now being a drama queen, whatever, about about climate change because of this.
Right. He's saying, oh, if that's not going first. But obviously, like you say, not only is this law unconstitutional, but as the president said, I mean, this is really, it's a troubling development, and now they almost have to address it. And this is why we should have done comprehensive immigration reform a long time ago.
Yeah, but unfortunately, we've only had a year and a half of Obama. Otherwise, well, no, I take that back, because Bush wanted to do something. Bush and McCain.
That's what I'm talking about. And I'm talking McCain, about McCain. Yes.
McCain wanted to do something, but he was halted by his own caucus.
Yep.
So, yeah.
But what I'm saying is, how do you think this is going to play out? Because now we have another very emotional, controversial, divisive issue right before the midterms. How do you think that's going to play out? Well, I mean, the one thing I will say is they apparently, Republicans have done everything they can to lose every black vote in the country, except for Michael Steele. And now I think they pretty much have ensured they're going to lose every Hispanic vote.
Right. So I think it's time to run the racial table here and just try to, I think that there needs to be some concerted effort to push something forward, if for no other reason than if we lose one of the houses in November, that we're losing the opportunity. I mean, there needs to be a sense of urgency. I think that the clock is ticking. And even if we don't do anything, even if McCain doesn't do anything on immigration, mm-hmm. Hayworth will portray him as, you know, the person that wants to break down the border fence.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Himself.
They don't care what the actual facts are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, and it will be hilarious, won't it, to watch the teabaggers on this one with their Reagan signs? Complete disregard of the history of Reagan giving millions of illegals amnesty.
Once again, we're back in that, Reagan wasn't so bad kind of thing. And
see, you're going to force me to say that I want Ronald Reagan again.
I'm not going to force you to say it, because that gives me nightmares.
I know.
It's a really unpleasant picture.
With all the attention on Arizona, you write this week, the Oklahoma legislature will look inside your daughter's vagina, part of the Your State Sucks 2 series.
Oh, dear.
This week, the Yahoos are the members of the Oklahoma legislature who voted by a veto-proof majority to require pregnant women who want an abortion to get a vaginal probe ultrasound in order to show them the fetus. There is no exception for victims of rape or incest. In other words, if you're a woman who wants a perfectly legal medical procedure in Oklahoma, you must submit to the forced insertion of an implant into you, even though the act carries medical risks and serves no actual medical purpose. It's just to be total about abortion.
Right. And yes, the governor did veto this bill and another one regarding lawsuits. But the majorities were, it was like 35-11. That veto was a nice little gesture by the governor of Oklahoma to show that there is a little bit of sanity and compassion left in the state. But my favorite part of this is that they have so they're doing this forced medical procedure on women who come in for abortions. But there's a big sign now that they have to post at every clinic that says you cannot be forced to have an abortion. So it's like, all right, no, you don't have to be forced to have an abortion, but to have a probe put in your vagina, we're totally going to force you to do that.
Yes.
Oklahoma, the state of sodomy.
Yeah.
We will sodomize you now. And it fits on a license plate. So,
that's the beautiful thing about Oklahoma. It's tornadoes and sodomy.
Explain your posting if the Beverly Hillbillies had invested in a fraudulent CDO, because you obviously were a Beverly Hillbillies fan like I was.
Yeah, I would say that if Jed Clampett found out that he lost a ton of money because Mr. Drysdale had invested all of his money into a CDO, a collateral DO.
Yes.
And there was and turns out that not only was Jed lied to that he was being played against other investors by Mr. Drysdale, but that Mr. Drysdale was actually betting on people failing, that I bet just sort of ethically Jed would have some problems with that and bring along the Clampets to solve it.
Exactly. You're a child of the 70s like I am, and I love that about you.
Oh,
now,
thank you.
Speaking of bigots, so Franklin Graham, he has been cordially disinvited to speak at the Pentagon. But I think the most, and I guess it's predictable, it's other right-wingers defending him, Rick Santorum and Sarah Palin, saying, you know, calling an entire religion wicked and evil, that's okay. It's understandable.
Yeah. It's because it's the right religion. You know, you've got to put your religions against each other and choose one. And we've only got one to choose from here, apparently, in the United States. Freedom of religion means freedom to be Christian.
Yeah. It's amazing. Unsurprisingly, conservatives outraged by the decision to disinvite him, accusing the military of being overly politically correct. On Fox News, Rick Santorum said his remarks were eminently forgivable because they were made in the heat of an attack on this country. first of all, he's doubled down and said that and more since then.
Yeah. Just last week he said that.
Yeah. And even in the heat of 9/11, it didn't make sense. He condemned an entire religion,
mm-hmm.
not just the people who did this.
Yeah, right. Well, he was playing to his crowd. And isn't that what you need to do if you're running a church that's based on donations?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's really, exactly. You know, it's kind of interesting. It's starting to get so serious. It's starting to get beyond comical. It's like we're reaching that tipping point where it's like, oh, this is all just getting so sad. I don't know how to be funny anymore about
the line between tragedy and comedy. I know.
Yes,
I know.
And we're pushing that tragedy line.
Yeah, I mean, just exactly. This immigration law, when you first heard about it, you're like, no, you're kidding. Like, that is so mean-spirited and so bigoted.
And so
turns us into a police state, you know?
It's everything that you used to see in movies. You know, you used to hiss at the people, the SS officers that would go up to people and say, you know, let me see your papers. Or actually, that would be more of the accent for the South Africans that would go up to the white South Africans that would go up to black South Africans and ask to see their ID. You know,
yep.
We would hiss at them. Those were the bad guys.
Yep. You have to wear the pink triangle or, I know. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, a pink triangle, though, at least easily identifies you. You don't have to carry anything around then.
Yeah.
So maybe there should just be, you know what? Make them wear a taco. There you go. Make them wear a taco and everybody will know who the illegals are. No, who the legals are. You can get assigned a taco.
His rudeness. It is the rude pundit.blogspot.com. See you next Monday, honey.
All right, bye.
There he goes. His rudeness. 46 minutes after the hour. It's weird. Just as we were talking about that, Charlie Crist is on TV.
Hey! What are you suggesting?
Making some big announcement of some sort. Mm. All right. 46 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
They degrade women and beavers.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stefana Mina.
Oh, now I gotta show my papers. Here's my papers.
Yeah, you do.
Mm-mm. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 51 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Cindy in Texas, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Cindy.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that I'm against the Arizona law, but I see it kind of more as a cry for help. And while the ones that are crying for help, then those racists want to ride their coattails and
right.
use that as an excuse.
Yeah.
I think the solutions could be many reasons, but I think they penalize the employers. Like $100,000 per employee,
mm-hmm.
and if it's more than 50% are illegal, then put them in a 6-month work camp jail or something like that. Reduce some of the troops in the foreign countries and put some of the troops along the borders as monitors, and I think that can reduce it, you know, significantly. But you got to understand, too, and I think now the Democrats, because I get down here on the Republican talk shows, and I'm really disappointed in a couple of them, like Jeff Bolton lately, because I'm hearing a lot of the rhetoric talk being used against. The people, let's get after the people. They're sick of the illegals. And then when some of us start calling in and saying that, hey, you know, there's a different way of doing it, like what I bring up, and they says, well, yeah, we understand, but I'm hearing the Democrats doing the same thing because they're sitting there saying just the opposite, and they don't understand that what's going on in the borders. These landowners have been routinely shot at. The lands are being vandalized. The sanitation issues are getting really horrendous.
Yeah. Oh,
there's
no, but nobody
that
is denying.
Insurances. The state
right.
hospitals are going broke.
Yep.
Yeah. Nobody is denying
and
that
and
there's a problem.
Are dealing with that on their own state per state. But then, like I say, but we're run a lot by Republicans, and then you're seeing. I think the issue needs to be, like you said, the reform hasn't been done. I mean, Bush was for that. He got run out. He got ran out the door pretty
mm-hmm.
much, but he could have still had
by the bigots in his own party.
He would have developed cojones and done it, but he
cojones.
Didn't.
Yep. Thank you, Cindy. You know, I mean, that's the thing, Chris. It's like John McCain has become one of the bigots in their party now.
When he used to be one of the good guys.
Thank you. We keep talking on this show all the time. You know, you look at, my dad, you know, who ran with Barry Goldwater. I keep saying, I'm not the only one saying that, Chris, that this party has moved so far to the right.
Mm-hmm.
John McCain, who sponsored the legislation, is now, you know, with the bigot wing, with the deliverance wing of his party now. I mean, that's the thing. No one is denying this is a problem, but that's why Reagan did it. That's why McCain tried to do it. We need comprehensive immigration reform. I was mentioning I did Ed Schultz's show on Friday, and he's saying you're going to have to give some amnesty or whatever you want to call it. A path to citizenship. You cannot physically ship back. How many million people are we talking about now, Chris?
That's going to be impossible. That's going to be absolutely impossible and cause an international incident.
Yeah. But, I mean, you've got to do both. You've got to protect the border, but you've got to do something. I mean, All right. This bill, of course, has reignited a national conversation about this. President Obama called the measure misguided on Friday, said his administration will closely monitor the situation and examine the civil rights and other implications of this legislation. As Ruud Pundit just said, Chris, I mean, legal experts are saying that this is not constitutional. This is going to be... Michael Bloomberg here in New York City said, as a city, New York may well benefit from another state undermining its own international competitiveness. We're happy to have those businesses and tourists come here, but as a country, America will be badly hurt if more states follow Arizona's lead. Governor Jan Brewer, who signed the bill on Friday.
I love the people of Islam.
I don't know what that was.
This bill, the Support Law Enforcement and Safe Neighborhoods Act, strengthens the laws of our state. It protects all of us. Every Arizona citizen and everyone here in our state lawfully.
Unless you happen to be a little bit brown in any way, maybe even from a tan, you're going to have to. I mean, it really does. It is the worst of the fear-mongering and the dividing that the Republicans always do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally is turning neighbors against each other. And
I'm really sad for my former home state.
Yes. Tim and Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Good morning. Well, one,
morning.
I'm glad I am Russian because I don't tan, so I will never be brown or mistaken for anything tan at all. And two, you know, I'm looking at Oklahoma.
Yeah,
right,
John
now.
Boner better be careful if he's driving through Arizona. That's all I'm saying.
Him drunk and spray tan. Whew.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm looking at the Oklahoma new state law where you have to get probed before you can get an abortion. I'm thinking of this maybe a little far outside the box, but isn't that kind of like medical rape almost, where you have to get something probed into you as a woman to show that you're pregnant, to take a picture to basically force you to say, here, don't get an abortion. Look at this heartbeat. That's basically what it's doing. You're getting a medical...
Tim, it was a good point. By the way, it was not outside the box, if you know what I'm saying.
Stephanie Louise Miller.
It was exactly the opposite. George in Tempe, Arizona, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
I am really concerned because I went to a lot of spring training games, and man, am I tan. I got to tell you, this is...
You better stock up on forms of identification.
Yeah.
What happens if you don't have a driver's license? Then what happens? Like, not everyone has a driver's license.
Well, you have a state. You can have a state ID without needing a driver's license.
I think you need more than a driver's license. I think you're required to carry a birth certificate or a passport now.
I lost mine. Do you guys have yours? Seriously, I lost my birth certificate years ago.
Well, if you write to the county in which you were born, you can get, you know, a copy of your birth certificate. Yes.
This is really insane, and I just felt, you know, I live in a bastion of actually, I mean, Tempe is a very Democratic leaning, very left leaning place. It's a great place to
live. For the most part.
Arizona itself is a great place to live, but we've got these crazy legislators and this crazy, crazy, kooky governor who's just screwing everything up. And even from, I mean, let's take all the sensible social things you ought to be doing for this state away. Let's take sense out of it. Let's just look at economics. How idiotic are these people? They're killing tourism. They're killing everything about this state. So even from a purely, what you can maybe say, a Republican perspective, they've screwed the pooch on this one so badly. And there's only one thing that's going to be able to save it, and I think that's Stephanie Miller's sexy liberal show. You need to come here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I was thinking of maybe a small little location, but now you got to do it on the Capitol White House steps.
I think so. I don't know if I have enough forms of ID, though, to go to Arizona, but I will look into it. And Fugelsang, like somebody with that name's ever going to get by in Arizona. What the hell kind of name is that? Where
are
you from?
It's Fern.
All right. And I think Hal Sparks might have American Indian in him.
Native American.
No.
Native American, not American Indian.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
There's
no
way where the sexy liberal show can come to Arizona. 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-1 to the phone number 8. StephanieMiller.com is the website, sorry.
What?
You can email us all there. Executive producer, Chris Lloyd. Voice deity, Jim Warder, me, Stephanie Miller.
Were you starting to give the number of the Chicago station you used to work?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, where'd the 8 come from?
Good morning, everybody. It's the Hot 97 Morning Show here in New York. I'm just having an acid flashback.
Oh.
All right.
Two. No, wait, no, that's wrong.
No, that's right.
Hang on.
Boys to men tickets coming right up, everybody. Okay. Mama on the Ed Show on MSNBC is up. Pardon me, in the YouTube section of the StephanieMiller.com. In the meantime, it's time for the Right Wing World. Eric Bollard from Media Matters for America joins us. Eric Bollard from Media Matters for America doing the Lord's work as usual.
Eric Bollard.
Come on, baby.
Eric Bollard.
Let's dive into the right-wing world. I don't know what that means. Eric Bollard from Media Matters, whom we love.
Bollard.
Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
I love your piece about the right-wing's their latest thing is to convince us that there's not even a hint of racism at the Tea Parties, and that none of this ever happened.
Yeah, well, the whole race debate has become sort of this jiu-jitsu thing where Democrats are the racists now, and Democrats are playing the race card, and liberals always hide behind racism, and Tea Party folks, there's nothing there, so just keep doing what you're doing. And of course, immigration in Arizona has nothing to do with any larger troubling issue. So it's really a weird sort of offensive denial, you know, so they're enabling the whole Tea Party movement to keep doing what they're doing, churning sort of the hate and being very aggressive and trying to throw it back in the face of liberals and Democrats. So it's a really weird thing going on.
Well, you have to admit that takes a big set of brass ones to accuse noted civil rights leaders of making up that someone called them the N-word.
But that's what they're doing, and that's what, you know, they want to dilute, I think, the charge of racism so it becomes meaningless. So they're just going to sort of cry wolf over and over. And again, I mean, we've got a political movement where you could certainly argue that the issue of race has probably never been more central, but they're doing their best to just try to eliminate that so that frees them up to do whatever the heck they want to do. So,
yep.
So therefore, any allegation in the future will, in their ears, be meaningless.
Yeah. I mean, it's hilarious. Well, when we get into right-wing world, this ridiculous Arizona law, but Republican, what's his name, Bill Bray of California, literally on CNN said, oh, it's not about race. It's, you know, it could be clothes or shoes. You're just like...
Whatever you say.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Nothing racial about it.
Because
okay.
There's so many Dutch people walking around with clogs.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Sure. Let's dive into the right-wing world, see what's doing. Oh, heavens. Looky here. It's Franklin Graham, who was cordially disinvited for the prayer breakfast. He's trying to... He loves the people of Islam now.
I love the people of Islam. The religion is what I have the problem with. I don't like the way they treat women, the way they treat minorities. I just find it horrific.
These are the Christians that want to treat minorities the way they want to treat them in Arizona.
Right.
And, okay.
If you just are left at that, you know, that would be okay. He loves the Muslim people, and he just thinks there are problems with the religion. People within Islam think there are problems with the religion, how they treat women, et cetera. But that's not where Franklin went. I mean, he went so far over the edge that even the army had to then say, you know what, maybe you shouldn't come by for the prayer breakfast or the prayer vigil. And suddenly the best part was the right wing attacking the army. You know, suddenly the army is in on this Muslim loving festival as well.
Socialist conspiracy. Yeah.
That's right. Conservatives used to, you know, of course, love the military and everything it did in Iraq. But now under Obama, it's become this force of evil. So the whole thing is really weird. But I think, you know, the army did the right thing, and And, I mean, his comments on Fox were just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the thing is, you know, his apologists, Eric, you know, like Sarah Palin and Rick Santorum, he very clearly, you know, has disparaged the whole religion,
not the specific
people. You know, Rick Santorum defended Graham, saying his remarks were eminently forgivable because they were made in the heat of attack on this country. Well, first of all, they weren't just after 9/11. He said it over and over again. And secondly, after 9/11, he didn't condemn just the people who did it. He condemned the whole religion as wicked and evil.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He claims, like, you know, he claims he's got the interests of Muslims at heart. You know, he's just really trying to help them help themselves. But then he makes these blanket statements of hate and just denigrating the entire religion. I mean, in the most hateful and often violent ways. I mean, it's not mainstream in any way.
Yeah, and here comes Caribou Barbie, who also defended him and said, "Are we really so hyper-politically correct we can't abide a Christian minister who expresses his views on matters of faith?"
What?
Right. And so if we had an Islamic religious leader say similar things about Christianity,
right?
I mean, Fox News would have a pitchfork party. I mean, that person would be run out of this country. So let's not.
Well, and you know what? And they could have said that, Erica. You know, what about this? What's his name? Who's the general? Boykin, remember?
Yeah,
who said, "My God's bigger than your God."
And, yeah.
They could have fairly about him said he's calling. You know, what I'm saying? It's the exact same thing. Exactly. That in the name of his religion, apparently, he thinks it's okay to kill Muslims, you know?
I don't think Sarah Palin and Fox News is interested in having an open debate about religion. I think they want to let Islamic bashers have a free reign and face no consequences.
Charles Krauthammer on the Britt Baer Show on the Arizona law.
He's completely wrong in implying, as he does, that the solution is what he's going to advocate, which is amnesty. Amnesty is exactly the wrong answer. In the absence of a closed border, amnesty is a sign at the border to anybody who wants to enter illegally as a way to say, come on in, try again and again and again. If you get in, hide. Ultimately, in a decade or so, there's going to be amnesty. You'll become a citizen. What the feds ought to do is not amnesty, is to secure the border.
No, he's right, Eric. The sign should say, welcome to Reagan country, if they were going to be historically accurate.
That's right. You know, it's interesting. I mean, if you just look at the politics of this, I mean, Democrats love all of this. Every time Republicans wrestle with immigration, it's just a disaster for the party. Bush tried to do it. It was sort of a disaster. And, you know, I mean, the Hispanic voting pattern is just off the charts in terms of Democrats and things like this. So as long as Fox News wants to talk about immigration, politically, I think it's just Democrats are thrilled.
And
they don't even really have anything to say in the debate. They just want to let folks at Fox just talk amongst themselves.
You know,
as many
I think you.
They'd like.
I think you might be right, Eric, because now they're trying to go back and lie about health care. Steve Hayes on the Britt Baer Show.
Think of since the what 5-6 weeks since health care passed, we've seen a steady stream of front page news stories that basically affirm the conservative critics of the bill before it became law. So you've seen stories about insurance premiums going up. You've seen businesses having to increase the cost of business because of the new law. You've seen congressional leaders not knowing what's actually in the bill, which is something that was a main criticism before. And now you're seeing $311 billion in health care costs. None of this should be surprising, and it's one in a steady stream. We will likely see more of these.
Actually, the main concern, the main critique of the bill, it was socialism. So I'm not sure I've seen many news reports confirming that we have a socialist Medicare system in this country. So that doesn't really make any sense. And most of it hasn't been implemented yet. So it's hard to see how in 5 weeks Stephen Hayes can sort of stand up and say, you know, we told you so.
Because he read it on a paper somewhere. Probably that he wrote down in the Fox lunchroom, and then he read it.
But he's trying to pretend now that Republicans had this very serious, thoughtful critique of, or not Republicans, the whole right-wing noise machine actually had this very serious, thoughtful critique of health care. They didn't. They said it was socialism. That was it. That's all they kept saying for months. And again, there's nothing to confirm the central complaint they had about this bill.
Yep, absolutely. Britt Hume on the Fox News Sunday on the Arizona Zikar law.
Did Arizona act reasonably here under the circumstances by passing this somewhat draconian law?
Somewhat?
And the answer, I think, may well be yes, because they're facing a serious crisis down there induced by the presence in their midst of a lot of illegals, some of whom are causing some really terrible problems. But I think the fault really lies with the utter failure of the federal government in Washington to deal with this issue.
Just something else to blame Obama for, because right. It just started now.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Over the weekend, Fox News was really hardcore in trying to blame Obama for the immigration problem in Arizona.
Right. Which is, of course, amazing. I mean,
yeah.
It's been a very serious debate for at least 5 years. It's been an ongoing debate for 30 years. I mean, everyone
yes.
has been struggling with it.
And why didn't he stop the Japanese from invading Pearl Harbor?
Because, as you know, George Bush had the borders were practically hermetically sealed under
yes.
George Bush. I don't
right.
know. President Obama, of course, opened them immediately. When
first thing
president.
He wanted to do, getting in office, yes.
Exactly. All right, Tracy Burns on the Fox Business Channel on, the Al Gore.
For Al Gore to come in and push his agenda basically through these kids because, well, parents pretty much didn't buy it. So he's thinking, let's move on to the next generation. And if they don't, I'll probably work on their kids next because this is going nowhere. And the problem is you scare these kids, they get really nervous, and we end up paying for stuff that just we have no backing for right now.
Inside voice.
Yeah.
Wow. Little screechy. Okay. And she was calling, I'm sorry, Chris, was she calling Al Gore hysterical there?
Is yeah.
that what she, okay.
He's just hysterical.
He's scaring your children. Yeah, I would say I think Fox Business Channel is scaring your children more than Al Gore.
Well, it's funny. I mean, there seems to be like this consensus on the right that everyone now believes that global warming was a hoax, and no one thinks it's true. I mean, that's just not true. And the majority of the people still think it's a problem and an issue. Certainly, I think the next generation is absolutely growing up with that idea, and it's not Al Gore's fault. It's because it's just sort of this consensus. So it's funny. I mean, I think the sort of the climate deniers had some success in the last few months, and now they've sort of leaped ahead to this idea that everyone thinks it's a hoax, and that seems to be the premise on Fox News.
Exactly. Eric, can you stay in the sidecar for just a mere moment?
Sure.
All right. We will continue with Right Wing World after this. 19 minutes after the hour, back with a skosh more Right Wing World with Eric Bollard as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's life-altering, it's soul-changing, it's the summit of all human desire.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
My bell, these are words that go together well. My
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 23 minutes after the hour. Eric Bollard from Media Matters for America rejoins us to finish up Right Wing World. Newt Gingrich, Eric, on the Hannity Show. You know, I've heard them say this many times, that we are a center-right country, which is very odd, having just elected a Democratic president and a huge Democratic majority in a landslide, isn't it?
It is. I mean, didn't he say it was like 70% center-right, I think, was it?
Oh, more than that. Take a
yeah.
listen.
This country is about 70% center-right.
70.
And about 20 or 25% on the left.
What?
We happen to be governed by an accident by very left-wing radicals. But
an
the
accident?
Underlying country is dramatically to the right of the government.
Oh, it's just an accident. I see. So
that was the part I liked. Suddenly, elections are accidents when the other side wins. That's very revealing. I mean, that is the right wing mindset. Is the Fox News mindset.
Frankly, he wasn't selected by the Supreme Court, so it doesn't count.
He needs to write a book, The Accidental Socialist, or something. Some takeoff on The Accidental Tourist.
Yeah,
that is.
I mean, really, to just so casually dismiss what tens of millions of people who apparently were duped into voting for a Democrat. I mean, that's really amazing. That is their mindset. That
mm-hmm.
you know, we're right, and even though we got trounced at the ballot box.
Yeah, accidents don't normally happen in landslides, do they? Yeah.
An accidental landslide.
Yeah, exactly. All right, back on the Fox News on the freedom of speech.
Is it a stretch to say that freedom of speech is under attack in the United States of America? Well, I could point to some evidence on things like if you question the president or his policies or this administration, the person that questions comes under vicious attack. We know that to be true. It has gotten to the point to where Obama's immediate attack dogs have gone so far to accuse me of sedition.
Wow. Yes. Don't you love on his many, many platforms he talks about his freedom of speech being squelched?
His inability to talk more than 4 hours a day on major media outlets.
Yes.
So this is the right-wing view of free speech. The right-wing crazies can say whatever hateful, irresponsible things they want. And if anyone points it out, mentions it, criticizes them, their free speech is under attack. I mean,
yes.
It's this comical.
Yes, if anyone suggests you might be an idiot for implying the president doesn't like white people. Yeah,
that's right. So then they adopt this whiny victimization mantle, and which makes the whole thing just unbearable. So yes, if someone criticizes Glenn Beck, free speech is under attack in this country because you can't have a debate, you can't have an exchange of ideas because that means someone's being criticized, and if you criticize anyone on Fox News. It's free. The whole thing makes no sense. But
exactly.
It's the perpetual victimization. You know, they say these wild, hateful things, and if they're called out on it, then they double down with the whole whining routine.
You're right. Right-wing world makes no sense, except when you're here to explain it to us. You are both incisive and delightful, Eric Bollard of Media Matters. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
All right, there you go. He is incisive and delightful.
Yes, and sometimes absent.
We had a miscommunication. We found him. All right.
Let's go to Ed. Okay.
Ed in Phoenix, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hi, it's Stephanie. The point I was trying to make is that in the law, it's a real criminal act against families. Because what you're doing is you're taking people who basically haven't committed any crimes, have been here for years, may have been illegal into the country, but now they have families. They have kids that go to schools. They got wives that work. And now you're taking those people and sending them back home. And what happened to the kids? Who's going to take care of all the family that's left behind?
Well, it's one of the many reasons this is just such a, you know, mean-spirited sort of draconian thing. Is they don't, that's the thing. They don't look at the people part of it, the compassionate part of it.
Well, they were looking at the shoes. That's
yes,
the only reason.
They had the wrong shoes. And that's why you must be separated from your family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Stephanie and Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Steph.
Hey, Steph. I'm not going to be traveling to Arizona anytime too soon here.
You should boycott Arizona.
American. Well. I've got a little bit darker skin than most humans, and my so-called papers are the same as our socialist president, so I'm totally screwed.
Yeah, you should go back where you came from.
Yeah, exactly.
You and all those Navajos in Arizona.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I was saying that if Hal Sparks comes to the, you know, if we do the sexy liberal show in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
He is a part Native American, so maybe he should ask the rest of us for our papers rather than the other way around, if you know what I'm saying.
What about if the boner visits Arizona?
Exactly.
Will he be detained?
That should be. Steve in Illinois.
Hello, Stephan. Well,
hello.
I was wondering, you know, the professional baseball is primarily located for spring training in Florida and Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And professional baseball, as far as Latinos, their rosters are filled out by Hispanics the way NBA rosters are filled out by African Americans. In addition to that, I'm looking here on the Internet, and that business is worth $359 billion statewide to Arizona.
Oopsie, I'm guessing there'll be a baseball exemption. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Okay, in my defense, every April, I honor
Stephanie Miller
by getting drunk and making some unpopular decisions.
Oh, is Jan Brewer drunk? Is that her excuse or no? Maybe she was on a weekend bender when she signed the awful Arizona immigration law.
No, she's just crazy. I've dealt with her in the past, and she really is crazy.
Mm.
And surrounds herself with bad people.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's no higher priority than protecting the citizens of Arizona. We cannot sacrifice our safety to the murderous greed of drug cartels. We cannot stand idly by as drop houses, kidnappings, and violence compromise our quality of life.
So why don't you just arrest the people that are running drug cartels and not anyone that looks, you know, immigrant-y?
I know. That's easier said than done, though. I mean, when you have shootouts among rival drug cartels on the freeway during rush hour in Phoenix. That's a problem. You can't.
Right, but that doesn't mean you have to stop and detain anybody that looks.
It doesn't. But okay. You know, arresting drug cartels is easier said than done.
In other news, in Tucson, local militiaman Bill Davis is recruiting combat veterans with kill records to camp out and patrol along the U.S.-Mexico border. Even the county sheriff said the militia's plan is very dangerous, very risky. He may be feeling, of course, empowered, Davis, by the radical anti-immigrant law just passed by the Arizona legislature. In any case, right-wing websites are celebrating Davis's armed border patrol. The neo-Nazi website Stormfront calls it more good news out of Arizona.
Hmm. Oh, boy.
Let's go to Robert in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Hey, Robert.
Hi. I've got two serious points to make, but first I'd like to submit myself as the official rap artist of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Wow.
For all possible.
So done. So
actually,
done.
I think Young MC has that.
Yeah,
he's actually a fan of the show, so I think he has that title.
He will be the unknown rap artist.
There you go.
Yes, okay. All right, go ahead.
I definitely dig the show. Okay, so my father is a black-skinned Panamanian immigrant. My mother is a dark-skinned African-American woman. I was raised in a law enforcement household in Long Island, New York, in Islip, if you're familiar with that at all.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Totally. I was one of the only people of color in my whole school district. So I have seen the naked face of racism often.
Mm-hmm.
I know exactly what's going on with Arizona. This is a reaction to Obama, to reaction to the progressive movements in the country lately. People.
Well, Robert, is it a coincidence they also have this birther law that they just passed that the president has to show his birth certificate if he wants to get on the ballot in 2012? I mean,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing. And then the second point I'd like to make, I was checking out Google News this morning, and a man was arrested outside of the airport that Obama was at, scanning police frequencies, and he was armed. So, you know, just can we ring the alarm one time and just say, you know, people pay attention? You know,
yep.
I guess my biggest problem with racism is when people won't own up to something like complexion being the basis for identifying who's going to get caught. You know, like if you're going to be racist, just own up. You know
yeah,
I mean?
Exactly. Just say it's the racist law. Yeah, that's right. We're racist. Arizona turning into a punchline, one of the state's newspapers reported Friday after surveying the latest global commentary about the state, featuring choice phrases such as wingnut paradise, nuttiest legislative body, America's dumbest state, and blazing a trail into the fringe. In Google searches, the question, what's the matter with Arizona or what's wrong with Arizona, are turning up with increasing frequency. I just mentioned the birther bill.
Yeah.
Okay. The immigration measure. There's also a new gun law that allows anyone besides convicted felons to carry concealed weapons without registration or background checks.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong?
Let's add some alcohol into the mix. All right. Governor Jan Brewer again.
We cannot delay while the destruction happening south of our border, our international border, creeps its way north. We in Arizona have been more than patient waiting for Washington to act.
She sounds like she smoked a few cigarettes in her life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chain smoked a couple of road flares,
yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been waiting specifically since the black guy got in.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't mention
mm-hmm.
it before.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they probably did.
Yeah, President Obama called the immigration law irresponsible, misguided, and it threatens basic notions of fairness. We were mentioning this earlier, but Mike Huckabee validated the racial profiling concerns related to the implementation of the new law on Fox this weekend. He said it's going to open the state of Arizona up to a plethora of lawsuits and prove very, very costly. He said, and to begin with, SB 1070 will likely be deemed unconstitutional for allowing the state to regulate immigration of power,
yeah.
which the Constitution assigns to the federal government. I thought they were all big Constitution fans, Jim. What happened to them? Okay, Governor Jan Brewer.
The laws and Senate Bill 1070 mirror the laws of the federal government. Police officers are going to be respectful. They understand what their jobs are.
Mm-hmm.
They've
sure.
taken an oath. And racial profiling is illegal.
That never happens.
No. I mean, seriously, who are they kidding?
Right.
Well, what is going to be the grounds?
Exactly.
What will be the grounds for pulling someone over then?
To prove that statement correct, she needs to show me the mechanism in the law that, for pulling over and detaining illegal Canadians, illegal Dutch people. You know,
yeah.
seriously.
Yeah.
Because there is no mechanism Mm-hmm. Only the suspicion of being here illegally. And the only way you can tell by looking at someone is the color of their skin.
Yeah, exactly. It's the very definition of racial profiling. I mean, how are you going to pretend otherwise? And the other thing is, I'd love to hear from some cops today. How do you even implement this? Wouldn't this be, I mean, this would be your full-time job, wouldn't it? Pulling over anybody, I mean, how are they going to enforce the laws they're supposed to be enforcing?
Well, it's a speeder's paradise in Arizona, I guess.
I was going to say, the good news for us Leadfoots is it's party time in Arizona. Pia in Seattle.
Good morning, Steph.
Good morning. Because you know what? That's the thing, Jim. If they just see a blur of white skin going by, then they got to let you go. Even if you're going like 100. Yeah.
Okay, so here's the deal. Not to become too reactionary or anything, but maybe all of the border...
By the way, there is no point to talk radio if we're not being reactionary, but go ahead.
Well, point taken. But I think the reservations down there should issue their own passports to anyone who's brown.
Oh, there you go.
Teach them enough Diné or enough Hopi that they pass. Say, oh, I have papers. Have a nice day.
Yeah, I know. It's you have a big sign. It's a tan. Just something. Yeah. Okay, let's go to Max in L.A. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Max.
Good morning. I want to make 2 points. First of all, it's interesting how whenever a right-winger like Reagan or Bush is elected, Americans are so smart. But when a liberal gets elected like Obama or Clinton, we've all been tricked, and it's just such a mistake. And, you know, as far as Arizona's concerned...
Yeah, this landslide was an accident. It's funny. No one called Johnson's landslide over my father in Goldwater an accident.
I know.
That seemed to be really intentional.
And as far as this Arizona thing, totally gross, but, you know, they've asked for a tax increase. And you watch, they're going to sue the federal government to get the federal government to pay for this. Because why should their taxes go up? This is incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. Ed in Mesa, Arizona. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Ed.
Hey, Steph, Mooks, and thanks, Rebecca. Look, as far as this immigration law, we don't have an illegal immigration problem. We have an illegal employer problem. I believe sometime, I think it was 2 years ago, we passed a law against employing illegals, and it just disappeared. It just went away. They said that all the employers complained that it was discriminatory against them, and then it just disappeared. And suddenly, if you want to solve the problem, legalize pot.
Yeah. Well, that's the other. You know, the other thing, Chris, and you brought that up. We have laws. They're not being enforced.
Exactly.
Let's go to Karen at the 40. By John in Tucson, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Steph, you're the one. You are the master of everything. I swear.
Thank you.
Anyway, I'm from Tucson. We have a sheriff down here, and also in the county just below us, which is right on the border of Mexico, who have said that they are not going to enforce this law. Because it's basically a law that's written out of Phoenix by all the idiots up there, by the idiot governor and all the representatives. They're morons up there. They need to get with what's happening in Tucson because we...
Well, when you say enforce it, like, what's the law? It's not... I mean, I don't even understand. You're not even... It's like, just stop people because they look like they might be illegal?
Because they have reasonable suspicion of being in this country illegally. That leaves it wide open for lawsuits. Holy crap.
Kevin in D.C., you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Okay, hi, Steph. I just thought, you know, to show how ridiculous this is, you know, because you guys get it, and your callers sound like you get it intellectually, but I want you to try to feel it. So suppose some authorities that look like me, that had my tan, you know, came and said, you know, statistically speaking, most serial killers are white. So I think we're going to start randomly stopping any white person we see and take them down. Or more, you know, a few years ago, the Washington Post and the USA Today did a story that said that so-called white-collar crime cost the country millions of dollars more than the blue-collar crime or, you know, street crime, rather, which is done supposedly by minorities. So what if we started, said, you know, we saw every person in the business suit and said, you know, you look kind of suspicious. You look like you're about to do a Blackwater.
Listen, I'm going to say, statistically speaking, I think brunettes tend to be crazy bitches more than You know what I'm saying?
Well, you
Runaway
could
do... Bride, Susan Smith. I'm just saying. So I could just be randomly pulled over.
Yeah, you could do that. Or you know, with the collapse of the country we just had, say, you know, since you guys in the business who's always doing crime like that, why don't we take it down to the station? You look suspicious. You look like you're about to do a Wall Street type crime.
Yeah, exactly.
You look like you're about to do a credit default swap.
Exactly. Let me just tell you, every random guy walking by on the street here in New York looks like that.
We spend
our whole day here on Wall Street. Mary in Tucson. Hello, Mary.
Yes.
Go ahead.
That law is just so wrong. It's gonna create such havoc. Right now, the police don't have time to investigate most of the crimes that are happening now. I was rear-ended about a year or so ago by someone who then took off. I had the make, model, and license plate number, and they said, well, we'll call you to make a report. They took the report over the phone 2 days later.
Mm. Mm.
They don't have time to investigate what they have now.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Well, that's what I mean. It's just, on top of everything else, it's just a giant waste of time of law enforcement. I mean, besides being just horribly racist. 46 minutes after the hour, a lot of folks want to hop in on this. We will continue on the Ezekiel law in Arizona as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Holy cow! You just blew my mind!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
50 minutes after the
my
hour.
My name is Stephanie Miller. My name is Stephanie Miller.
No, my name is Stephanie
you
Miller.
You don't know how to tell the truth. Let's go to Katie in Hudson, Arizona. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
No, in Hudson, Mass., but it is Arizona.
Pardon me.
It is interesting because I think there's a provision in this law that says that you can be arrested for harboring or, you know, charged with harboring an alien. And I'm just curious if some of these employers who are, you know, employing these people and is really the source why people come to this country illegally to try to work and stuff, if they're going to be charged with it. And also, my suggestion is for everyone to especially businesses that were possibly planning business trips and conventions and things to just boycott Arizona this year. Don't go to the Grand Canyon. Don't, you know, drop all that, and that'll send a message as well.
Yeah, well, that's a shame, too, Chris, because we have a lot of fine friends in our affiliate cities of Tucson and Phoenix.
Absolutely.
And that's the thing. You hate to have the good people of Arizona suffer because of these right-wing nutcakes that are...
Yep.
You were right about them losing Janet Napolitano. That was...
Yeah. Yep. And yeah, the state of Arizona never voted for Jan Brewer to be governor of Arizona.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, exactly.
That's almost like George Bush not being elected president. Oh, that actually happened.
I mean, now they're trapped with Jan Brewer as governor because Obama took Janet Napolitano out of Arizona.
See, and I'm I guess you could call me broachist. I'm not really racist, but I knew the minute I saw that she had a brooch, I just right away said racist.
Mm.
I don't know why. There's something about Republican women with brooches. It's just me.
Glenn Beck is going to be talking about that soon. Stephanie Miller is a broachist. She must be stopped.
Well, what about Madeleine Albright?
Does she wear brooches?
Oh, God, yes.
I stand corrected.
She's famous for wearing brooches.
The president on the Arizona lawn.
Includes, for example, the recent efforts in Arizona, which threatened to undermine basic notions of fairness that we cherish as Americans, as well as the trust between police and their communities that is so crucial to keeping us safe. In fact, I've instructed members of my administration to closely monitor the situation and examine the civil rights and other implications of this legislation.
And I took out Janet Napolitano. My bad. Sorry.
Catherine in Tucson, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I've got two things. Number one, I would like to know which of the legislators that voted for this have checked the papers of the people that are doing their gardens lately. And number two, I'm wondering if...
Yeah, Mitt Romney was opening his big pie hole about this. He couldn't even keep him off his front lawn, for God's sake.
There we go. And also I'm wondering if they're interested in other nationalities as well, because maybe I should just put on my hijab full length, head to toe, and sit out in front of Sheriff Arpaio's office.
Yeah. Yeah, Sheriff Joe, that guy,
uh-huh.
Right? Let's go to, let's see, James in New Mexico. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, James.
Good morning, Stephen Mook. I have two things. First, New Mexico doesn't actually share a border with Arizona, contrary to popular belief and maps. There's a whole other state in between. I didn't know if you guys knew that or not.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that's a joke because we don't really want to share a border with them right now.
Right, Arizona.
But the other thing is that I want to hear more Glenn Beck from Jim. I don't want to hear it from Glenn Beck. I want to hear it from Jim.
Yeah, exactly.
Seriously, I mean that.
Oh, all right. Jim, go ahead.
Am I completely out of my mind? Yes. Yes, I am. I'm on acid right now. I've been tripping for years.
So that explains it.
That was much more entertaining. Jim in Pennsylvania is a policeman. Hello, Jim.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
They call me the department liberal. Normally, I'm in total agreement with what you guys are saying. But when it comes to this issue, I guess I'm taking offense to the fact that you're painting all cops are going to take this as an opportunity to have open season on brown skinned people, which is
look at your police radio. That's cool, Jim. I'm not blaming police at all for this. This is obviously something that was signed by the governor.
But you're saying that we're going to be out here stopping everybody just because they got brown skin.
Jim, if you were a cop in Arizona, why would you pull someone over? How would you suspect them?
I would pull someone over. You gotta have reasonable suspicion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Reasonable suspicion is there's a definition of it. It's witnessing activity that leads a reasonable person, not some crazed racist, but a reasonable person to suspect that criminal activity is afoot. Okay.
So what would cause you to suspect someone of being an illegal immigrant?
I couldn't sit in front of a bar and stop every car that comes out of that bar just because I figure I'm eventually going to get somebody that's drunk. There's no reasonable suspicion for me to believe that they're drunk.
Okay. What would be reasonable suspicion for you that someone is illegal?
Okay. I would stop someone, let's say that maybe they got a headlight out, or maybe they got a taillight out, or maybe they got something I wouldn't necessarily give a citation for, but they have something wrong with the car, or they commit a motor violation. Now, I am now presented with, I asked for a driver's license and owner's card. I am presented with a owner's card that's valid, and I'm presented with a bogus international driver's license, which...
You're pulling someone over because they have a taillight out? I mean, then you're not pulling them over because you suspect them of being illegal.
Right.
That's correct. But once I find that the person behind the wheel is...
That was the current law before this new law was put into place.
Well, the current law is not being enforced.
Right.
If I call... If I were to call... And the ICE, or used to be the INS, mm-hmm. if I were to call these people and tell them, oh, I have this illegal Mexican or Honduran or whatever he is here, and he's, I suspect he's being illegal because he's got this phony ID on him and stuff, or he's got a passport.
Right, but Jim, let's be serious here. Just to pull someone over, it is the definition of racial profiling, isn't it? I mean, how else would you suspect someone of being illegal unless they're of Hispanic origin?
That's the whole point, right?
The
laws of probability compared to the racial profiling.
Right, but wouldn't that make you have to pull over every Hispanic person?
If I was in West Philadelphia, where 90% of the populace is black, and I'm looking for an individual, and I see a car, 90% of the people I stop are going to be black.
Okay, but this is an entire race of people that you're... Okay, 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mm-hmm. 6 minutes after the hour. Welcome to it. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer, Chris LaVoy, voice deity, Jim Ward. Or me, Stephanie Miller. Mama's YouTube of the Ed Show on Friday on MSNBC is up.
Yep.
And I will be on the Ed Show on this Thursday on MSNBC as well. Oh, by the way, 5 years ago, YouTube debuted. A little fun fact for today.
So did we.
A little over 5 years.
No, that's six. Right.
Six.
Five and a half.
Yeah.
Time flies when you're underpaid and working
and
with
drunk,
people you
drunk.
Hate. Yeah, it debuted with a 19-second video, then thus began the decline and fall of Western civilization. From sneezing pandas to dancing babies to very capable cats, this is how many of us now spend and waste our time.
I love the sneezing pandas.
I love the kitties.
The sneezing pandas are so cute.
What's the one what's the one that has a ceiling cat? The ceiling cat is watching you masturbate.
Ew.
I forget.
What?
I don't. You know which one that has all the cats doing different things?
Well, that's ICanHasCheeseburger.com.
Okay.
Yeah, LOL cats.
You know, we have a fixation here with the cat websites on the Stephanie Miller Show. The cats who look like Hitler.com.
Yeah.
Cats who look like Wilford Brimley.
.com. And cats in sinks.
Yes. And then recently
and
there's
on
that
my, stuff on my cat.
The standing yogi cat. What's that one? The one that stands on the bed?
Standing cat.
Yeah, standing cat. Okay. Love it. All right. Oh, here's something on the internet. Have you heard about Boobquake? Jim, I'm sure you have.
Boobquake? I'm sorry.
Boobquake?
Come back.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Come again?
Oh,
what?
Boy. Speak for yourself. A Purdue University student is asking women around the world today to show a little cleavage or some short shorts as a humorous test to disprove an Iranian cleric's theory that immodest dress has the power to cause earthquakes.
Oh, God.
That might be kind of hard to. I mean, if there were an earthquake after they did that, then that in their mind, yes, it would be proof.
He said that promiscuous women are responsible for earthquakes. She calls it boobquake. It has become an internet and international sensation in just a few days.
I wonder if Pat Robertson thinks about that. But oh, if it's
flash
lesbians.
You mine. I could flash you mine on Skype right now, I suppose, in honor of boobquake, Chris,
well,
if you want.
I wouldn't see
there
it.
There you go.
Yeah, you would have to have boobs.
There you go.
Aha, oh, snap.
I just showed him one. He didn't even care.
I don't care.
I gave you a little peek.
No. Now, if it was your old producer on the old show at the other station.
Oh, well, she had 36 triple. She had 36 triple D's,
yeah.
Jim. You remember. She used to put them against the window for you guys. Yeah.
Yeah. She would, smash them up against the window.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. All right. By the way, David says, my buddy posted a Hal Spark sighting on a plane to Portland. He said there was an annoying iPad owner using a stupid toy in line and realized it was Hal. That's Hal.
Yeah, that's Hal.
Obsessed with his new little iPad whore. All right. Oh, speaking of which, Beaver Stack. I'm sorry, John. Listen, Jim, you have to cover this when a beaver chews up five doors. I mean, that's a big beaver.
Nice beaver.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Wow.
The headline is, a beaver chews up five doors trying to escape Audubon Society of Portland. On Saturday night, an injured beaver that was in rehab. Huh. Have you ever been in beaver rehab?
Was it Lindsay Lohan's beaver by any chance?
At the Audubon Society of Portland, got out of its cage and spent hours trying to gnaw its way to freedom. The beaver chewed up five doors, the conservation director said. He clearly was trying to find an exit. You know how that is, Jim. You get in and then there's no way. You can't find an exit sometimes from the beaver, and that's
sure. There's only one way out.
Yep. Yikes.
Yeah, I'm always trying to find an exit from beaver.
What does that mean?
Louise.
What?
Christopher Louise.
All right. You see, now this is the kind of law that this draconian Arizona immigration law is going to lead to in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Restaurant bans blind man for gay dog.
Gay dog?
Refused a blind man entry because they thought his guide dog was gay. They were ordered to pay him $1,500. The staff generally believed that Nudge, that was the name of the dog, Nudge was an ordinary pet dog which had been de-sexed to become a gay dog. And so they wouldn't let the blind man take his dog.
Because the dog had been
fixed. They had reasonable suspicion that the dog was gay. See.
And illegal.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Let's go to Teddy in Buffalo on the Arizona Law. Hello, Teddy.
Hey, Steph. I love you, and I love the Mooks. You guys are my favorite show. Here's the situation. Yesterday, we were at the Galleria Mall in Cheektowaga.
I've been to the Galleria in Cheektowaga.
We call it Cheektowaga or whatever.
Yes.
But here's the deal. My kids, like, we couldn't find a parking spot, and my kids counted out 70-some Ontario cars, and these Canadians come over our border, they spend their money in Buffalo, and then they go home.
Bastards.
If you want to stop immigration from Mexico, we need to fix Mexico. Give them an economy that works. We let our foreign, like our big companies like Ford, GM, Dodge, go down there, build plants, Trico, and pay them $10 a day.
Yeah.
When you take away the money from the American worker and you give it to the Mexican worker, and then you can come and sell your car back up here with no tariff.
Yep, all right, honey. Yep. Jim, you know, I've tried to enlist you in that before. You and I, as comedians, we really ought to be have boycotting Canadians immigrating here because they take all the best jobs. All the best comedians are Canadian when you think about it. Those are roles that Jim and I could be doing. Just saying.
We should look at their shoes carefully.
Yeah. Canadian
shoes. You said against. You're Canadian.
They're wearing mucklucks.
Elizabeth in Charlottesville.
You literally said against.
Hi there. I think the best way to get rid of this idiotic law is for police officers to start asking white drivers who get pulled over for other rules, infractions, for their identification. Because Americans have no way of proving that they're Americans. We don't run around with passports. Are they suggesting we all have to go out, spend a hundred and something bucks and get passports and carry them in our purse? It's idiotic.
Yep, yep, I know. That's the thing. You know, just a practical application of it is nuts. The president on Friday.
Indeed, our failure to act responsibly at the federal level will only open the door to irresponsibility by others. And that includes, for example, the recent efforts in Arizona, which threatened to undermine basic notions of fairness that we cherish as Americans, as well as the trust between police and their communities that is so crucial to keeping us safe. If we continue to fail to act at a federal level, we will continue to see misguided efforts opening up around the country.
Yeah, and as I was saying, boy, in the saddest of all of the billion flip-flops that John McCain has done, I have to say this was probably the saddest. Senator John McCain Friday, you might remember him, Chris, from the McCain-Kennedy Comprehensive Immigration Reform Bill.
The lesson is clear. First, we have to secure the border. If you want to enact some other forms, some other reforms, how could that be effective if you have a porous border? So we have to secure the border first.
That's weird. That's exactly the opposite of what he said back when he was trying to pass the comprehensive. Andy in Tucson. Hello, Andy.
Good morning, Steph. How are you?
Good morning. Go ahead.
I'm talking about Raul Grijalva's comment regarding keeping conventions and other people bringing business to the state. And I'm going to read you a quick editorial in the paper this morning that says it better than I could ever put it. It says, I commend Representative Grijalva for his stance against the immigration bill passed by the Arizona legislature. This, among other anti-immigration bills passed by this Republican legislature, portrays Arizona as a racist state. Mm-hmm. Now the Arizona House has passed birther legislation, which is proof that this Republican-controlled government is not only racist, but also sociopathic with an extreme right-wing, xenophobic agenda. I believe that Arizona's economy will suffer because of this Republican agenda, just like it did when Governor Ev Meekum refused to recognize Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Months ago, this Republican-led legislature passed laws taking away access, which is our subsidized health care in our state, from approximately 350,000 needy children and adults. Now they have to rescind the law because Arizona stands a chance of losing $7.8 billion offered by federal Medicaid money. This is the proof that these Republican legislators are off the wall incompetent.
Yep. No, that's what I was saying, is we feel bad for, you know, we have a lot of great listeners in Phoenix and Tucson that, you know, don't want to be represented like this.
No. We have a Tucsonan who's going to be running against Senator McCain.
Good.
A Tucsonan. Is that how it's pronounced, Chris?
That's right.
A Tusconian.
Okay. Let's go to Heather in Maryland. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Love you, Steph.
Love you back.
The Tea Party baggers
are always talking about how we're losing our freedoms. I really wanted to ask you, myself as a white woman, I want to know when this happens, so I was wondering if you could tell me what they are and so that I'm prepared to raise hell about it, because I don't know it yet. You know, I haven't seen it yet. And the other thing is Arizona is now on my list with Minnesota that I don't go to because of Minnesota Bachman. So
yes, but you also have Al Franken. I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah, I know, but Bachman really just...
You know what? I don't think boycotts in this instance are going to do any good.
Yeah.
I really don't. It's going to hurt a lot more people than it's going
to help. Yeah, well, that's what's always unfortunate. You know, there's a lot of people, I'm sure, in Arizona that don't feel this
absolutely
way and don't want to be portrayed like this. And, you know, and believe me, most people I've ever met from Minnesota are mortally embarrassed
yes
of Michelle Bachman.
Right.
You know? So, yeah, and she represents, you know, a little district. And you know what you do? You go to Terrell Clark.
.com. That's right. Instead of boycotting,
against her,
donate
mm-hmm
money to people who are running against these asshats
right
that are in, you know, the Arizona
light
House
a candle
and Senate.
Don't curse the darkness.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you know, if
me,
you're going
yeah
to protest or march, you need to be in shape, don't you, Chris?
Oh,
clean
wow.
IDX.
Oh, Stephanie. Jeez.
Uh-oh, Segway police.
Yeah, that yeah. Should be arrested for that.
Pull over. Do you have a... Let me see your Segway papers. Just saying, kids. I'm genuinely enthusiastic about P90X. That's why, you know, I talk about it and I get more letters about it than almost anything. I met people at the Sexy Liberal Show. They're doing P90X because Mama told them to, which is a good enough reason alone. But you also might want to look around. I mean, Congress people are doing it. It's all over television. It's everywhere you look, somebody is mm-hmm taking the P90X challenge because it works. If you take your health seriously, if you believe in preventative health maintenance like I do, do P90X. It is a home workout. You get to stay home with your dogs, your kids, whatever. It is, and it comes with a completely risk-free guarantee. Check it out. You can try it for 90 days, for the full 90 days with Mama. If you aren't completely satisfied, return it for a refund. What do you have to lose but your flubber? Call 800-509-9FISH. That's 800-509-9.
You have selected flubber.
Yeah. Or go to StephanieMiller.com. Click on that there P90X banner ad, won't you? 18 minutes after the hour, right back on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Welcome to the party barn. May we take your order? It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Minutes after the hour. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Senator Jeff Sessions, Republican of Alabama, about the Arizona law.
We learned that the virtual fence does not work. We spent, I think, nearly $1 billion for very little benefit. And I hear what they're saying now in Arizona is they want a real fence, which is what has not been completed.
Yeah, so we got to pass this Zika law because that's the only
right
other option if you can't have fence.
Fence or papers.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay, Jenna DiPaolo, who used to be governor of Arizona and is now mm-hmm Homeland Security.
The numbers indeed show that the border itself is more under control than it has ever been. Are we at zero? No. But have we deployed resources in a smart and strategic way to get those numbers down? Absolutely.
That was, as you were saying, Chris, a long time ago, being from Arizona, that's been nothing but bad news. I mean, I think she's doing a great job at the Department of Homeland Security, but that's always the dilemma when
mm-hmm
you take someone out of one position. Now we have a broach woman.
Yeah, she was a great governor.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Jeff in Ohio on the Arizona law. Hi, Jeff.
Yeah, hi. I was. I think cops have a particularly thankless job and dangerous at times. But I think this new law is going to tie up their time with things they don't need to be doing.
Yep.
I'm a white male, active duty military. I was just driving through Indiana last month, and I had these two cop cars following me in another car for about 15 minutes, and just waiting for something to happen. Basically, is what I thought. And eventually, they pulled us both over. And this cop, luckily I had my military uniform in the car, but he's grilling me and asking me all sorts of questions, and he doesn't believe anything I'm telling him, and I'm really getting confused because he pulled me over for following a car in front of me too closely and maybe going over the white line after he's following me for 10, 15 minutes.
Mm.
And the long story short is I was being profiled. I had Texas plates, and the car in front of me had Texas plates. And as he finally said, well, I see any reason to hold you. And again, he questioned me for a good 10 minutes. And I was actually getting angry. Normally, I know why I'm being pulled over.
Right.
So it's not a surprise. But for this time, I really was getting the more he asked me questions, I was getting frustrated. He did not believe me at all.
But listen, I think it's, you can't help it. I'm a ex-Catholic girl. I don't think I've ever done anything illegal, including smoke pot. And I still, start sweating.
Exactly.
There's a cop behind me.
I slowed down because he was behind me, and he said, normally people don't slow down. And I said, well, I didn't know the speed limit. It was the first time I had been on this road. I was driving to my new base. And the bottom line, as I pulled off, they're pulling two Hispanic males out of the car in front of me. And that's when it sort of hit me. It all sort of came together that we had passed this guy in the median the first time, so he had to have seen that. And then got on the road, another cop car got involved. It's a 20-minute process, and I have no idea if there was anything going on in the car in front of me at all. But it just, I think if more average white folks got profiled like that, they would get as angry as I was.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You know, you joke about it, but, if any of all y'all have a black friend... I have friends that have been pulled over just for being, driving a nice car in Beverly Hills and having, while they're black. I mean, that's the thing. I think he's right. Unless you've had it happen to you and understand what that feels like.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jill in Orlando. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Steph. This just shows you how racist this law is. If you use logic, let's say 15 years ago, this was the law in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Tim McVeigh would have been pulled over.
Nope.
Yep.
He would not have been pulled over because he's a white male and he was in, fatigues, camouflage. They wouldn't pull him over at all. So you can't tell me that's not racist. And another thing real quick, my husband's a general practice.
Well, just as it would have been racist after Oklahoma City, we started pulling over everyone with a buzz cut.
Yeah, exactly. And that too. And
that would have been harassed.
It would have been... Whatever. But another thing real quick about this ridiculous bubble-headed bleach blonde in Nevada. My husband's a GP in Orlando. And if he started taking chickens for his fee, would that mean that the University of Florida would be willing to take the chickens we received to pay for our son's tuition?
Yes, one would think. You would have to make it the official currency.
That's correct. And I don't
exactly. And college today, that's a lot of fucking chickens. You know what I'm saying? Let's go to Rob in San Francisco. Hi, Rob.
Hi, yes. I was just wondering what your guys' ideas are. I mean, I think on this instance, you guys.
My idea is comprehensive immigration reform along the lines of McCain-Kennedy.
So you mean amnesty, basically?
Yes, to some degree,
so
yes. A path to citizenship, whatever you want to call it.
Okay, my girlfriend is Filipina. She came over here via a sponsor family at the age of 6. She finds it absolutely horrible that people would be wanting to jump in the line in front of her. Mm-hmm. She went through the proper process, did everything right.
I understand that. I understand that argument. I just think we have a practical problem that is too huge to solve with just one kind of measure. 29 minutes after the hour, back with more on this Celebrity Stack and much more on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Sandy Dick.
Stephanie Miller.
And they're all going to burn in hell.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Mark in Minneapolis writes, Dear Steph, I bought the damn pro flowers, but I still haven't entered Stephanie. What's a guy got to do?
Oh, Mark,
come on now.
See what he did there.
In the box on the website at Pro Flowers.
In Stephanie's box.
God's sakes. All right. Jeff in Maryland writes, Steph, the Arizona law is not about racism against Hispanics. Many Canadians sneak over the border in the winter heading south in search of Arizona sunshine. Mm-hmm. But we heard endlessly from the right that their medical system sucks and Canadians don't want to risk being stopped at a border crossing for any kind of pre-existing condition. So they sneak across our border at an unguarded location, especially old people in Winnebagos. And after putting on some stolen Montana or Vermont license plates, they drive to Arizona where they don't tip well because of the high taxes they have to pay in Canada. Clearly not about racism. It's about poor tipping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're famous for not tipping well.
Mm-hmm. Just another take on the whole Arizona debacle. Maria in Phoenix, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Maria.
Hey, Stephanie. I love your show. Hey, two things real quick. I was telling your screener, every time I hear you guys do that sound effect for John McCain, it freaking kills me because when I go to the casino once in a while, I'll play a slot machine. Uh-huh. I swear to God, there's a bonus game that comes up, and it gets the same sound effect. And when you look back, it's a big, fat catfish with a cigar, and it looks just like McCain.
Oh, my God.
It's the funniest thing. And so every time I hear that, I think of you guys, and it makes me laugh.
It is sad, though, isn't it, when you really think about it? I mean, he stands for absolutely nothing anymore. I mean,
he is an absolute mess. And, I mean, I live in Arizona, and, yeah, there's things that should be done. But these people that are just running the situation right now, it's just running Arizona into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Into the ground. And people, I mean, just, I think it was you that said, eventually these people are going to get tired, and they're going to move elsewhere, and guess what goes with them? Part of the economy goes with them. So, good for you, Arizona. You done good.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. I feel your pain. Let's go to Steve in Philadelphia. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, go ahead.
I got a question, but it's not about Arizona. About a week ago, a week and a half ago, they did a poll, and they come out, and they said that the teabaggers are above average income and highly educated. And I was kind of wondering, it's like, do they check pay stubs and transcripts, or, you know, are they just taking their word for it? Because, I mean, I could say, you know.
They're old, white, rich, racist, so they're the extra Republican kind of Republicans.
Yeah, but when you look at them, they don't look rich or well-educated. They look, you know, the ones I've seen look pretty low life, really.
Yeah, apparently the kind of education, Jim, does not instruct you how to properly spell the N-word so you can properly express your racism. Let's go to Shannon in Arizona. Hi, Shannon. Oops, I didn't hit the button right again. Hello, Shannon.
Hi, Steph.
Hi.
You know, I've been in Arizona my whole life, and I've read this entire bill, and there's so many things wrong with it, it's hard to enumerate them. But the thing that concerns me most, I mean, other than illegal searches and the profiling and all those things, is that it takes, to me, 200 years of criminal law and turns it on its head. Because instead of being innocent until proven guilty, now we have a situation where people will be presumed guilty and they'll have to prove their innocence, which is...
Yeah.
Is absurd to me.
Oh, I mean, it is the epitome of racial profiling and of a police state.
I can't believe it. You know, I've lived here, like I said, my whole life, and Arizona's always done some crazy things, but this really does take the cake.
You know, law that strikes me as scarier, Shannon, is that one in Florida, right, Chris, where that you basically you can shoot someone if they're kind of looking at you funny.
Yeah. Yeah, they look at you cockeyed.
Exactly. That one. What is that law? What is it? If you have reasonable suspicion somebody's about to do something to you? Yeah, that seems wise. Let's go to Michael in L.A. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Good to talk to you. You know, I noticed about the immigration thing that two things. First of all, the Republicans, they always fight with themselves about this because those white racists, they don't want anybody coming into the country, but the corporatists too do want somebody coming into the country. That's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is, my head is exploding with this. I'm forgetting all my stuff that I wanted to say. Sorry.
Oh,
No. Not that bad kind of explosion, but, the other thing was, I'm forgetting. Oh, man, and it was so important.
That's okay. I'm at that age, too, Chris, where I can't, my brain is, you know, it's in that kind of
haze.
Dusty phase. Yeah, exactly. The why did I come in here?
Who moved my cheese?
That's not very good for a talk show host, Stephanie.
You know,
what color is my parachute? Why won't it open?
You know, that guy from that place who lives in the, you know, the, what's his name? The president. What's his, who's it?
Beth in Chandler, Arizona. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hi. I wanted to say I was there Friday for the veto 1070 bill before Jan Brewer actually signed it.
Oh, good.
And I'm blonde, blue-eyed, and I look obviously very Caucasian, and I thought that it was important that they see that there were more than just the Mexicans there saying that to veto it. They should have some, you know, Caucasian people there, too. So I was in the front line, very quietly standing, holding a little flyer that said veto 1070, amongst a bunch of other Hispanic Americans and Hispanics, and the people across the way from me were probably separated maybe 20, 40 feet, and there was a barrier in between with the security people. And this lady started saying, "You should be on our side." And I'm like, "And so look, I'm like, and I pointed myself, are you talking to me?" And she's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Why?" And I said, "We're all Americans," and they started calling me traitor because I stood out being white and blonde, and I was standing there with a bunch of Hispanics, so they linked arms with me because I guess they thought that maybe the other women around me did, thinking that they might get, you know. But it just made me realize how completely foolish this law is and how
racist. You know what
it is?
It's those people that think it's okay to make racist jokes because, you know, we're all white people here. I mean,
exactly.
Have you ever... Yeah.
And be called a traitor because I am white, standing amongst the Hispanics. That tells you exactly what the motivation is for this law. It is a racist law.
Yep,
and it just
reinforced
it to me.
Good for you for going to the rally. Chris, you remember, now that I'm back in New York,
yeah.
You remember my old New York landlady stories, right?
Yes, I do. She drank
rye.
She
used to consistently use the N-word, and she thought it was okay. And I kept going, stop saying that. What? You're not one. Oh. Yeah, I told you the famous story. My friend Brian came over to visit, and she goes, you know, Stevie goes over there and plays basketball with the N-words. And I was like,
and only she didn't say N-word. She said, yeah.
Yes.
The actual word.
And I was like,
with
don't say
that. The entire country
she...
of Niger.
Oh,
or Niger, as Chris Matthews pronounces it.
All right. From racism to homophobia. So Mike Huckabee said he was on the right side on the immigration law, saying it's going to lead to a million lawsuits and it's obviously not going to stand. And then in the same breath, he kept up his homophobia about the he interviewed Rosie O'Donnell, which had to have been awkward.
No, I thought he appeared on Rosie O'Donnell's radio show.
Oh, is that what? I don't know who interviewed who.
Yeah.
But anyway, he addressed his controversial remarks about gay adoption. He had recently said we shouldn't experiment with allowing gay parents to adopt because children are not puppies. Yesterday, he insisted on her show that his biblical worldview convinced him that a heterosexual environment still presented the ideal for children.
Well, if the father is a brutal drunk who beats you just for looking at him funny and the mother's out whoring around, they're... Mm-hmm. That's a heterosexual couple that probably shouldn't have kids.
By the way, last week his old state, the Arkansas Circuit Court, struck down a state law that banned unmarried couples from adopting or fostering children. The court found Huckabee's ideal view was unconstitutional.
Yeah.
Interesting. I love that, don't you? Your racism's bad. My homophobia's fine. It's just, you know,
God.
Unbelievable. All right. Could you be any madder about the financial thing? Did you read the Goldman Sachs emails?
Oh, really?
Yeah, they released several emails from Goldman Sachs Saturday that seemed to bolster SEC charges. The firm misled investors by selling them products the financial giant had, in fact, placed bets against. These emails show, in fact, Goldman made a lot of money by betting against the mortgage market, according to Carl McGinn.
Huh.
Nice. President Obama Saturday touted the government's role in saving two American auto manufacturers, but said more bailouts would be needed unless Congress passes a financial overhaul bill. I mean, that's exactly it. This bill is designed to prevent that.
Yeah.
The Republicans, it is just another big fat lie to say this bill would lead to bailouts. The bill is exactly designed to prevent having to do more bailouts. I mean, you can't trust these guys. Look, did you see Cornyn, Senator John Cornyn, Republican of Texas? He had told the Huffington Post that he views Democratic plans as a perpetual bailout, prefers making banks smaller in order to avoid the problems we saw during the financial crisis. Guess what he just voted against? Making the bank smaller.
That's a little disingenuous.
He and Mitch Yertle, you know, Yertle the Turtle, Mitch McChinless, met with the Wall Street executives last week, and then he got a chance to put his money where his mouth is. The Senate Budget Committee held a vote on Senator Bernie Sanders' amendment to the Financial Regulatory Reform Bill that would have broken up some of the nation's largest financial institutions, considered too big to fail. Cornyn voted. Joining most all of his Republican colleagues.
Somebody needs to turn Yertle on his back.
Cover him entirely with a piece of lettuce. Seriously, these guys just not just the party of no. They really are the regressives. If we're progressive, they are regressive. Representative Steve King, the stunning Steve King of Iowa.
Yes,
according to Michelle Bachmann.
President Michelle Bachmann calls him. He appeared on some right-wing rack radio show to express his frustration with his party's division over whether to support a full repeal of health care. He said, and this should have happened almost instantly and spontaneously, and instead it's going slow because there are Republicans that are arguing they don't want to have to be opposed to every component of Obamacare. Earlier this month, as you know, the boner said repealing this bill has to be our number one priority. This is seriously what they're wasting your time with.
Yeah.
Even if they win majorities, they can't overturn the health care bill because the president will veto it. It's like, what is that for, even talking about it? Okay. Sorry, I'm having a hard time operating my little phone thing again.
You?
Sanchez in Montebello. Hola, ¿qué tal? Adios mío.
Marte los mokis muy buenos nachos.
Yes.
Two quick points here. First of all, the point that I wanted to make here is, do you honestly believe that this new law is going to be used on anybody? Wait, let me start over. People come here illegally from all over the world, especially, you know, here in California, but also in Arizona. But do you honestly think that this new law is going to be used on anybody but Latinos? I mean, seriously, how do you racially profile somebody here illegally from Poland or Ireland? I mean, come on, get real. This is racism. Honest to God, this is racial profiling. And our friend, the official cartoonist of the Stephanie Miller Show, Lalo Alcaraz, has a brilliant satire out right now in the form of a poster. It's the southwestern United States, all the states in there, California, Nevada, Colorado, and New Mexico, and now Arizona's been changed to simply police.
Exactly. It is the state of police. 46 minutes after the hour, back with Celebrity Stack and more as we continue on The Stephanie Miller Show.
And we'll be right back.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Don't forget Mama on the Ed Show on MSNBC on Thursday this week. Went out to drinks, I told you, with Ed and Wendy Friday night at the Museum of Modern Art.
Yes.
Which is the closest I've gotten to culture here. Just going drinking.
You want to be drunk if you're looking at modern art.
Some modern art, yes.
Oh, and then I did a Broadway opening last night, Chris, and then tonight I'm going to Helen Thomas and Craig Crawford's book party.
Are you really?
I'm freaking lousy with culture here in New York.
Sweet.
California ain't got no culture.
Except I think I got disinvited to the White House Correspondents' Dinner on Saturday in Washington.
That's because they found out how you act at fancy events.
I'm still trying to scrounge for tickets. I tried Alan Grayson. He's checking for me. Congressman Alan Grayson, he will be doing his regularly every Thursday segment with us. He will take calls from listeners. Mm-hmm. Jim, I have it down to three. We have to choose. I like Amazing Grayson, Face the Grayson, or Allentown. Your vote?
Hmm.
I like the idea of Allentown because you could play the Billy Joel song.
That's true.
Unless he wants money.
Well, Amazing Grace, it has a song, too.
That's true.
Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace.
I like Face the Grayson. We could use
Face the Grayson, too, though.
Face the Nation theme
face
music.
Face the Nation, Face the Grayson. Yeah, Face the... Yeah, right. All of those are good.
Okay, all right. Well, so we've made no decision.
No.
Face the Grayson. Oh, my God. I'm a Libra. What's your problem, you guys?
I'm okay. Taurus with Gemini in my chart.
Uh-huh. I'm Capricorn with something.
Well, that explains...
My numerologist says it's all a bunch of hooey.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Jeff in Detroit, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hey, I think the best way to attack this Arizona law is in its broadest sense. I think there is a harboring and a transportation clause in this law, and I think you could argue that employment is harboring and using company vehicles is transportation. So therefore, if you go after the people that employ these, you'll see this bill get overturned quickly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it is, as many legal experts have said, it's unconstitutional on its face. I mean, it's, you know. Oh, by the way, Jim, recently disqualified was Goodness Gracious Great Balls of Grayson. That was...
Thank God.
Funny. Funny, though. And there's a song for that, too.
Yeah. You have run these past Congressman Grayson, haven't you?
I did.
What did he say?
I don't know. I told you, he wrote back just a funny email saying, I thought that you would do better than a double entendre. You'd be in it to a triple or quadruple. So he just made it. He doesn't care.
He's funny.
All right. Celebrity Stack delisted, reporting more breaking news on the new gay Archie character.
Oh, okay.
I grew up a huge Archie aficionado. Mm-hmm. That and Richie Rich.
What if it's Moose?
Hmm?
What if it's Moose?
No, it's Kevin Keller is the new gay on Archie.
It's a new character? It's not like Jughead's coming out or anything?
Oh, shh.
Oh.
In the September issue, no one can confirm that about Jughead. In the September issue of Veronica, Kevin Keller will be introduced as the new piping hot piece in Riverdale who beats Jughead in a hamburger eating contest. If it was a hot dog swallowing contest, Jughead would have won hands down. Oh, see.
Stop it.
Delisted putting that Jughead rumor out there as well. Delisted writing, this is a story as old as Larry King. Girl meets gay. Gay tells girl he loves... Girl feels sad. Gay takes girl shopping to cheer her up. Girl and gay realize they're soulmates after bonding over the perfect shade of lip gloss at the Lancome counter. Mm. All right. Oh, from gay view to meterosexual, other breaking news. Jude Law has reportedly spent thousands of dollars on anti-aging products. Mm. He spent, he went on a shopping trip at Nordstrom's cosmetic department and spent $3,000 on anti-wrinkle creams. From some French line.
Anti-wrinkle cream there may be. Anti-fat bastard cream there is none. That's from Full Monty.
Oh, dear.
Oh, boy. Guess what? Stephen Baldwin needs our money, according to Delisted. On the Internet exists a 100% real website that is completely and utterly devoted to publicly restoring Stephen Baldwin's good name by taking donations from
Stephen
you.
Stephen Baldwin has a good name? Since when?
Yeah. Not since Threesome.
This is these are actual examples. Questions. Why doesn't his family help him? Answer. His family does not perceive Stephen's predicament as a matter of spiritual warfare. They see Stephen's outspoken Christianity as poor choices, and therefore they will not help. Question. What happened to his wealth? Answer. When he became an outspoken Christian in 2002, his income went down by 70% when he refused roles with gratuitous sex and violence.
Well, that wasn't...
Or also, it may be because he's a crappy actor. There may be that factor.
Well, no, he was great in The Usual Suspects. Yeah, he's not a crappy actor. He's just made some really crappy decisions lately.
I forgot to tell you to get my horse trumpet ready. Queen Elizabeth's husband has suffered an ankle injury.
Oh, good heaven!
We were attempting to refugee some of the positions of the Kama Sutra. Unfortunately, we are on the top bunk of the royal bunk bed.
See, I would have assumed it was a slutty accident, too, Jim, but no.
No?
Queen Elizabeth's husband, Prince Philip, suffered a minor ankle injury in a carriage driving accident at their Windsor estate.
A carriage driving accident?
I've had that happen, too. Yeah. I had something close to that happen. I had a bike accident in Central Park on Friday.
Hmm.
Some stupid bastard turned right in front of me. Just no
warning.
Were
you wearing a helmet?
No, of course not.
No.
Your hair.
No, I was not. I was not, but I'm fine. I'm just one big sore muscle. Hey, speaking of tourism, President Obama was on our beloved Asheville, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Where Mama's trying to plan a trip right now as I speak. Asheville, gorgeous, right, Jim? We went there. Mm-hmm. The whole family went down, including Bo. Who's your good boy?
Who's your good boy?
Oh, boy.
Isn't that where we stayed, Jim? They stayed at the Grove Park Inn, Resort and Spa.
Yes.
That's where they put us up. He changed out of his suit into khakis and a polo shirt for a hike in the Blue Ridge Mountains with the first lady. The first couple surprised more than a few hikers.
Sure.
Hey,
and
was that
the 17 what? Secret Service people surrounded him might have surprised them a bit, too.
Yeah, exactly. All right, that's it for us. Tomorrow, what do we have on the big show tomorrow? Charlie Pierce of the Boston Globe.
Right.
And probably a lot more that we just don't know
Greg
yet.
Greg Palast is going to be on
as well.
Cool.
Ooh, nice. We'll see you then on the Stephanie Miller Show.